Time heals everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Time heals everything. Now, what would the Absolute Philosopher say about that? The Absolute Philosopher would say, time does not heal everything. Time reveals everything. All already exists, and there's nothing to heal. All already is whole and perfect, and there's nothing to be made whole and perfect, and then have it be shown to us as having time heal it. It's done right now. I want to train myself to stop thinking in the human way, in the relative way, the way that says time heals everything, and start thinking in the absolute way, as the absolute philosopher would think. All is revealed now. Now, there's no time, and there's no healing, and there's no everything, because I am all now. Now, if I'm going to think of myself as a philosopher, then I'm going to think of myself as thinking beyond the physical, as a metaphysical term would say. I think beyond the appearance, beyond all that is the illusion that stands before me. And as I think beyond those points, I come to the realization that so long as I want to play the human relative game, I will be playing the game of constant change and constant differentiation between what is and what is not. But as I train myself in peaceful, quiet, introspective awareness that all already is and all already exists, and it's interesting how the scientific community is coming to that conclusion now. All time and space are right here. So, all that is and all that ever will be is right now. And the only reason that it will be, or the only reason that I don't see it, is because I have not placed my awareness on the realization that it is done right now. Right now it's done. And when I realize that right now it's done, then it doesn't matter what conditions appear to exist, what conditions may be around for other people, and other people's attitudes in my world, in my thinking, in my attitude, in my life, in my absolute awareness. All is done now. Now, you say that's sort of contrary to the relative world. That's right. Very contrary to the relative world, contrary to the world of thought, contrary to the world of appearances. Thought, how did that get in there? Yes, contrary to the world of thought. Our thought normally is a reflection of our human relative world. And our reality is who we really are. And as we are aware of our reality, all thought of limitation disappears. And as I am aware of my reality, I am aware that I am divine, I am aware that I am thought personified, fulfilled, not thought waiting to be revealed. I am thought personified and fulfilled. Now you say, well, what's the difference? What's the difference between thought fulfilled and thought waiting to be fulfilled? Well, that's a big difference. It's a big difference. It's just like my mental attitude says to me, I'm a child today and tomorrow I'm an adult and time has elapsed and the change has taken place. But within me, all the time is the adult. And within me, all the time is the child. And within me, all the time is all of the possibilities that I could possibly be right now. And what do I choose to be aware of? What possibilities do I choose to be aware of? What attitudes do I choose to be aware of? Do I choose to be aware of the fact that all is now? That all time and space are right now? Do I choose to be aware of that, or do I just say that's a pleasant fiction? Pleasant from the point of view that if I knew that all is now, then I would be thinking quite differently from the human relative way that I've been thinking all my life. Now, when is this change going to take place in me? When is this change going to take place in me to no longer think that time heals everything, but to know that everything is already complete, already done, already whole and perfect, already expressing its ideal, spirit, mind, and body, already expressing its ideal reality of being man, or being idea, or being concept? Already it is done? Oh my, how fascinating that is. How remarkable that is. But you see, this is what the absolute philosopher dwells upon. The absolute philosopher does not dwell upon something that can be, may be, will be, was. The absolute philosopher dwells 100% on what is. Now, here, in this instant, in this place, in this ideal, right now, the absolute philosopher lives in now. As the absolute philosopher lives in the now, well, what happens? The absolute philosopher experiences everything now. The absolute philosopher knows everything now. The absolute philosopher realizes everything now. And there is no future. There is no to be. There is no waiting for something. There is no wishing that something could be. It is already now. It is already done. It is already complete. My awareness of reality is the difference between me as a fulfilled being or me as a wannabe. What children do with Legos and with various toys that they get is to just bang them around and work on them and press buttons and do everything they can with them. And then after a while, they get tired of treating it with disrespect, and not really disrespect, but just curiosity. And then they start treating it with, I wonder what it can do. I wonder how it works. I wonder why these buttons are here. What happens when I press this button and or this button? And they no longer are just beating it with a hammer. They are now pressing it with their fingers. They're looking at it and saying, I wonder. Now, what it is and what it was and what it always will be stands as a truism for it. That is its ideal expression. Now, that the child was not able to draw that ideal expression out at its earlier point of playing with the toy is like all of us. The child didn't want to realize what's all in there. Now, if daddy or mommy takes the toy and shows it to the child and says, now, you press here and a bell goes bing, bing. You press here and a man runs across the screen of your little video here. And or you do this, you do that. And now, the child isn't going to instantly retain or remember or wish to remember all the things that his parent told it, but the child is going to have planted in the consciousness that the device is something other than to just bang and throw down and throw around. It's not a kettle that you take out from under the cupboard, under the sink, and you bang on it. It has other purposes. It has some real format, some real fantastic idea about it. Well, as a child becomes aware of this, he applies it. And then, as he applies it, he realizes that's just the beginning. And then if the child is really creative and inquisitive, guided by its parent, it will look into it deeper and deeper and deeper, and it'll find out that it's a little computer. It'll find out that press this here and you get my favorite musical song that I dearly love. Or you press this and somebody will talk to me and read a lecture to me and say something to me wonderful and tell me how good I am. Tell me how fantastic I am. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes. And then the child goes on and realizes that it is the master of all these things. And it presses this button and its little device will say beautiful things to him. And it presses another button and it'll say that other people in the world are beautiful also. What wonderful things to have on a child's toy, that these are thoughts, these are ideas that are implanted in their consciousness every step along the way. Well, the same thing happens to you and me. It happens to us when we realize that time heals everything is an idea that's now outmoded. And what we want to say is, all is accomplished now. All is revealed now. I am all now. I am that I am. I am all now. And knowing this, being aware of this, claiming this, enjoying this, makes all the difference in the world to us. Because as we listen to this inner voice saying these things to us, we become aware that that's us saying these things to us. That's us saying, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows all answers. That's us in us saying, I am the ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's us saying, I am the ideal. And putting after it whatever it is in our heart. Yes, this is how principle works. This is how you and I work. This is when we are ready to settle down and walk into the stores of life and claim the goodness that is ours and reveal it in our world now. I can do it. You can do it. Pretty wonderful, isn't it? Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.